This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 2/27/2018. Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show. We are broadcasting around the world, of course, coming at you from the seat of Liberty's heartbeat, and has been that way for 300 or so plus years, the United States of America. You are in the right place, and so good to be with you. One of my, in my opinion, anyway, I think from your response, the audience generally agrees with me. One of the most interesting parts of the Power Hour is the interesting people that have gravitated here. The Joyces attracted, that, whatever you want to say. It's just the people that we get are fantastic. And the next person that is coming on, we're doing things a little different. We're going to bring her on right now, is someone I have so much respect for. It is not easy to fight City Hall, so to speak, quote unquote. You can't fight City Hall. Well, here's somebody who says that you can. And she fights and she stands. Really, it's not about the fight. It's about standing for who you are. And if you know Laura Presley, know anything about her, in this world that we live in of increased lawlessness, just being who you are forces you to stand out from the rest of the world. And so that's what we have right here. Laura Presley, of course, ran for office in Austin three, four years. I don't know how many years. This is crazy how long this takes. We'll get to the bottom of that. Laura Presley, presleyforaustin.com was her campaign site, is her campaign site. She's involved with Fluoride Free Austin. She's also involved with the Smart Meters. We'll talk a little bit about that. We are so glad to welcome to the Power Hour, right at the top of the show, Laura Presley. Laura, welcome back.
Well, hey, Daniel, thanks for having me. You're just wonderful. And, what you said is so true, that those of us that stand in the truth, we stand out these days. And I guess that's been the case for all time. So absolutely, we're standing for truth, and the people that want the truth are there with us standing too. So I'm grateful for all your support and everything you guys do at the Power Hour. Thank you.
Absolutely. You deserve our support. You deserve everybody's support. Let me give a little, for people who are new and don't know Laura, let me give just a brief background, and Laura can fill in the gaps wherever she wants. And she has an update on her situation. She ran for office in Austin for city council. She, if you know anything about Texas, it's a very religious state, very, God-oriented, Christian-based oriented. Her area in Austin is even more so. I can't remember. She can probably give the exact statistics. You could just about pick up a rock and hit a church any direction that you throw. Her candidate, her opponent, moved in just before the deadline to apply, new to the area, an admitted atheist, and supposedly won the election in a landslide. If he would have won just by a little bit, maybe Laura would have been able to swallow this. But the way it happened, it's just, are you for real? Are you kidding me? And so she began a court battle about this, and it's been going on and on. And Laura, why don't you pick the story up from there and fill in wherever you want?
Absolutely. And Daniel, what you said was exactly right. My district here in Austin is a very economically challenged area. It's a high Catholic area, high Hispanic area. And we have 50 churches in 28 square miles. So there's two churches per square mile. What you said about throwing a rock and hitting a church is about right. And, my opponent was 24 years old at the time, and he had just moved in our district. And he's an admitted atheist, and we made sure every voter knew it, because I think that's an important piece of factual information.
Yes.
That voters who are 98% God-fearing, they don't elect an atheist. They're not going to do that. So we knew that. And, I'm a Christian, and I'm a woman of faith, and, I knew that was I didn't want him representing me. So we made sure every voter knew it. When the election results came in on election night, somehow he beat me 2-1. There's absolutely no way. You said that, you said it well. There's no way I could swallow that. So we pursued an election contest here in the state of Texas, and we followed law. And I actually read every chapter, every section of the election code. It's over 200 chapters. And I was armed with what the law says and what the truth is. And God bless the legislature in the state of Texas, because they have passed the most fabulous election laws that have checks and balances and, you know, require ballots to be numbered so you can't fraudulently duplicate or, you know, somehow lose some, right? You've got to track and trace these numbers of these ballots. And when we went into a recount, I said, oh, there's no way this kid beat me. Let's do a recount. And the county could not produce the legally required documents to prove what the election results were. We were just supposed to sit back and trust the electronic results and not question them. Well, like you said, you know, people of truth, we stand up when we know something is fishy. And so we filed this election contest. We went to the trial court and we showed all our evidence. We got, you know, we got discovery. We got evidence of corrupted memory cards into the main computer on election night, which we believe, based on the data that we've seen in the statistical analysis that we've done, that there was a program, a 2-to-1 program that was downloaded, and we've got evidence of corruption of the main computer on election night. And as a voter and as a candidate, I don't want to see the word corrupt on an audit log of a main tabulation computer. That gives me a little pause. And so we filed this case. The judge threw us out for no evidence. I mean, it's shocking. And then they sanctioned us $100,000 for a frivolous lawsuit. And it was said in the courtroom they wanted to make sure no candidate ever in the state would ever file a lawsuit along these lines ever again. And so this was a punitive deterrent of, you know, any other candidate ever question these electronic voting machines. Well, sorry, we're going to question them, especially when you don't have the data required by the election code. And so, you know, we've been on this path. We went to the appeals court, and there was a deal on the table from our opponent's lawyer that if we would not appeal, they would not pursue the sanctions. They would just make them go away. And that was very compelling at the time, Daniel. And, you know, we all in our life get tested. We all do. And that was one of the tests that has been presented to me in my spiritual life. And my husband and I took a deep breath and we did a lot of soul searching and a lot of prayer and said, we're going to pursue this. Someone's got to deal with this. This is an issue that is plaguing not only our city, our state, and our country. And actually, I was the first candidate in the country that's ever gotten this amount of evidence and these audit logs. So right now, the appeals court, they upheld all the sanctions and upheld all the issues. The trial court, had ruled against us. And we don't agree with that. We think the law is the law, and the law should be upheld. There's no one above the law. The county cannot adhere to what our lawmakers have put in place. And so we are at the Texas Supreme Court. And what's fascinating is we petitioned, and there's many stages in the state Supreme Court. We petitioned the court to review our case. And so they read our petition for review and requested that our opponent respond. And so that was the first hurdle we had to get past. And so we got past that hurdle. And then we responded back to those claims that our opponent made, and the court read that document, read that brief, and then the court evaluated it more and said, we want brief on the merits, which is the next step, which is fabulous, because it takes at least 4 of the 9 justices to request that stage. So we are going through each one of the gates that's required to succeed in this case in this Texas Supreme Court. And we're so grateful that the justices, for their judicial expertise and their discernment, and we are progressing. So, oh my gosh, you know, we filed our last brief. It was last about a week and a half ago, and it was around 15,000 words and 500 pages and 160 footnotes. And so it is just incredible to go through this process, and I'm doing it pro se, which keeps the cost down, but it also allows me to work with an attorney kind of offline, and we get reduced fees on the attorney work. And, you know, we went through 50 iterations, 50 revisions of this brief on the merits, 5-0. And so it costs money to do this. You know, it's not free to challenge and stand up for the truth. You know, freedom is not free. I love that saying. So we are, we're in the process right now. The court is reviewing the brief on the merits. Our opponent has to reply back, and then we get to make another rebuttal back to that, and that's going to be about in the next month and a half. So that's where we are, and I'm excited to do this pro se. I feel like I know this case so well from a technical standpoint, because this is a very technically heavy case, because it's electronic voting. And, you know, this is a perfect storm, Daniel, because, you know, I spent, oh my gosh, 17 years in the semiconductor industry as an engineer, as an engineering manager, as a business manager. I have patents on computer technology. And so all of this stuff is easy for me to understand, all the checks and balances that have to be there. What I basically had to learn was the law. And there are only a finite number of statutes that apply to this. So I think it's easier for an engineer to learn the law than it is maybe for a lawyer to learn the technical background of all this computer stuff. So that's one of the things that has helped us keep the cost down. Our case right now, I think we are totaled at about $300,000 from the start to finish to where we are now. And usually takes about $1 million to hit to go up and into the Texas Supreme Court. And we are a third of that because we're doing all the work. And I'm so grateful to the Power Hour. Your listeners have been donors from day one. When we were running as a candidate, they were donating for me as a candidate. But I'll tell you what, as a candidate, you have all these people that help you. You have all these people that block walk and phone bank and donate and volunteer their hours and talk to their friends and their neighbors about, you know, they believe you're the right person to hold that seat in the city council. And then the election is lost in the last 2 hours of the electronic voting tabulation. So as a candidate, we have to stand up. Candidates have to stand up for themselves. And the money to do this is going to be there. You have to have the faith that it's going to be there, and it will. So, that's kind of where we are. Pardon?
Yeah, your story is extremely inspiring. There's so many points to that. This is such an important case, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I overstate how important and how unique this case is. And like Laura says, it's kind of a perfect storm. We're coming on a break. We'll have more time on the other side. Do you ever realize the magnitude, just quickly, do you ever realize the magnitude of what you're doing, how absolutely crucial and on the edge you are?
I see it, Daniel. I do. And I'm grateful. And it brings tears to my eyes because it is very powerful. And I believe it's a gift that we've been given. And I do recognize the gift. I do.
Okay. Hold that thought. And we'll get more on the other side. Laura Presley. Wow. Laura Presley right here.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The midterm elections 2018, later this fall, are going to be extremely important. The Trump election, you know, whether you like Trump or not, I mean, it's yet to see. We'll see where it goes. But that moment in time is a shift in America, and kind of the sleeping giant is coming awake. This next election, we've seen Democracy Matters, a strategic plan of action. We've seen the corruption. We've seen the illegal voters. We've seen, I mean, the evidence is mounting. James McCanney detailed the last election that there's no way on God's green earth Hillary Clinton got 50 million votes, and he thinks it's more like 45. He said there is no way. No way. You're talking about a tier one scientist, mathematician, proving this statistically. No way. But yet, everybody said she got 66 million. If a vote doesn't matter in this country, and if there could be so much corruption, then it's not even our choice anymore. And I mean, what can you call it? The conspiracy that's closing in on us to take our will, to take our freedom, to take our liberty is right there. What Laura's doing is, there's not too many things more important. And she's right in the middle of it, and it's probably, I'll let her tell that, but have you felt the hand of some unseen power, some, you know, for lack of a better word, miracles as you've done this? What are the miracles that you've seen, and what do the lawyers that you're getting help from, what do they say about your case? Are they amazed that you've gotten this far?
You know, those are great questions, you know, and no one's ever asked me that. You know, I've done a lot of interviews, and that is just probably the most insightful question that has ever been asked. Let's start with the easy one, the lawyers. So we've had three lawyers on our case, and they all believe in their heart that this is a big issue. And The lawyer that I'm using now is she's fabulous, and she's like, this is it. The court is going to rule in our favor. She goes, everything is in line. You know, we're asking the Texas Supreme Court if counties and the Secretary of State can instruct election officials to ignore law. Can you believe that question? I mean, think about that, Daniel. I'm asking the Texas Supreme Court, can counties and the Secretary of State instruct election officials to ignore the state laws? That's pretty
bizarre.
That's a bizarre question, isn't it? But it's what's happening, and no one has ever called the issue out ever. So, you know, our lawyer just loves the case. She is probably now the expert in the state on these issues because this has never been raised before. And candidates are very empowered to file these types of lawsuits going forward, all right? So we're hoping the Supreme Court does what they need to do and, you know, put a stop to this now. So, but, you know, that dovetails into the miracles. The miracles that have happened in this case are just, you know, we could do a complete show on that, but the biggest ones are kind of the legal arguments that have been, you know, as I do prayer and as I talk to different people, you know, the Lord talks to you through lots of people, okay? They do. And, you know, I remember the first night, election night, when the results were coming out, I had a volunteer come up and tell me, Laura, the statistics of this result is consistent with what the general election had, and that doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, oh my God, you're right. The percentages are, and this is what led us to the statistical patterns. And I go back to that guy and I say, Lance, thank you for what you told me on election night. And he goes, what did I tell you? And I said, you said this. He goes, Laura, I don't even understand what that means. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was the first miracle. Daniel, this guy who doesn't understand mathematics or statistics came and told me in words that I would understand to point me to the mathematical patterns that I later found. And he says he never said it because he didn't understand what even it meant. I mean, there are miracles like that all throughout this case. I mean, the legal arguments that we have really, you know, a lot of candidates would want to kind of boil the ocean and deal with every infraction of the election code, blah, blah, blah. And what's come to me is prioritize the big hitters and use these most basic understanding that everybody would understand infractions that are simple but powerful and focus on those issues. Because, you know, in the Supreme Court of Texas, you have to deal with not just onesie-twosie things. You've got to deal with things that impact the whole state because that's their jurisdiction. And so you have to fit, kind of thread the needle of these jurisdictional issues. And so those are just the miracles that have, I mean, there's more, but they've been all the way through this, and I realize what a gift this thing is. It's a challenge, and it's responsibility, but when I pray, what I get back is move your feet. That's what I do.
Hold that thought. Let's hold that thought. Move your feet. I love it. Hold the thought. Can you stay over? Let's stay longer.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, a memorial service was held for the late Senator John McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church.
John understood that America was first and foremost an idea, audacious and risky, organized around not tribe, but around ideals. Think of how he approached every issue. The ideals that Americans have rallied around for over 200 years, the ideals that the world has repaired to.
McCain will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. on Friday, where a ceremony will be held at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. In Chicago, two people were trapped and eight others were injured after an apparent methane explosion caused the roof of a building to collapse at a water treatment facility on the far south side of town. President Trump will be traveling to Indiana for a Make America Great Again rally that begins at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Into Lord of the Rings. Wow, amazing. She's talking about this is stress. I mean, whether it's good stress, bad stress, whatever, it's stress. And I asked her if she had some magnesium from the Power Mall. We're going to send her some straight from the Power Mall. The PowerMall.com, of course, is the place where all the products we've brought together, the best that we can find, buy the best people. Buy from the good guys, support the good guys, support the good people. As Joyce always said, buy from the good guys. They deserve your support. We deserve your support. Laura, you supported her. She continues to need your support. PresleyForAustin.com. You can continue to support her in this essential. Ladies and gentlemen, this is big. We have a lot of very astute and quote-unquote big guests on. This is massive, what she is undertaking, what she's doing. If you want to buy from the Power Mall, we got the specials going on till the end of this month, which is tomorrow, I believe. I get my days confused, especially with the on this month, because is it leap year, not leap year, what have you. Anyway, the end of this month, you got the special. You spend $150 in the next couple days. Jay's going to take your name down, and then anytime in the next 6 months, one time, your next order, it'll take 15% off the whole order. So if you buy semi-regularly, this is a very good deal. Buy now, and then get the 15% off. So, and also, we're going to send some magnesium and some kind of stress things for Laura, because I know this is, I can only imagine the undertaking of what she is doing and the weight. She is carrying the load here for everybody. Every one of us. This is a massive case, massively important. She has smoking gun evidence of the computer algorithms that are completely stealing. This isn't like, an eraser that you erase your answer and change it on your paper. You know, just a little fudge in here and there. This is downright blatant stealing. Stealing, taking your will away from you in the election process. This is so big. And very honored to have Laura on. If you want to get things from the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, of course, give Jay a call. Leave a message if you can't get through. You can also buy on the website, and also our sponsors, U.S. Gold Coins. Andy Gauss has that special with the coins. Give him a call, 1-800-468-2646, Elena George, LibertyOnCall.org, LibertyOnCall.org. And we'll get back to Laura. Laura, I...
thank you for the magnesium. I love it. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you.
Oh, you're very well. Thank you for what you're doing. I just know that you're... Anyway, you no problem. I was thinking as I'm listening to you and the situation that we're in, meaning America, in the world, the people who want liberty, people who want truth, people who just want law, rightness, the rule of law. We're in such a desperate time. And, I hearken back a lot to the founding fathers, what they went through, because there's so many parallels. These are the times that try men's souls. That's what Thomas Paine wrote. Thomas Paine, these are the times that try men's souls and women. Laura Presley right here, all of us. And looking back on the Revolutionary War, everything that surrounded it, the decades previous to it, it was certainly overwhelming that we really shouldn't have won, and especially the way we did. And what we accomplished and put forth, it's
right.
I mean, it's a freaking miracle. It's beyond. I mean, you think Moses parting the Red Sea is a miracle? That Constitution, that Declaration of Independence, that's the same type of miracle.
Yes.
And I thought about Laura Presley, what you're doing. Do you feel yourself kind of in the middle of this? This is revolutionary.
Well, Daniel, it is. I'm a woman of faith, and I do a lot of prayer, and I believe the Lord wants us to stand up. He does not want us to be victims, but if you want to be a victim, He will allow you to do what you want. And we have to stand up. We have to stand up for ourselves and our country and our freedom and our faith. And when we do, we get His help. So that has been the biggest thing I've learned in this process is, as I go around educating people, I do, radio interviews and I'll do presentations around the state. I've given about 200 presentations in the last 2 years, and we've educated people. And what we've done is I think we've allowed them to understand that they have to stand up and that they want to stand up. Because if we don't have honest elections in this country, we don't have anything. This is the basis of it all. And so as people learn about, how come these state representatives or state senators or congressmen or city council members or commissioners, they don't listen to the people? Maybe because they know we don't matter. Maybe because they know that we didn't elect them, but they're going to get in anyway. So people stand up, and now, It's when we all stand up, we can do so much. And there's always going to be those that aren't aware, and those of us that I would call, for lack of a better term, old souls. The old souls know the truth when they hear it. And I'm reminded of Scripture. You know, I'm reading John recently, right now, and I think in chapter 10 of John, Christ goes through this whole tirade to the Pharisees, and he goes, "You can't hear the truth because you're not of the truth. And my people who are of the truth will hear me." And that's the case for all of us, for you, Daniel, for all of us to speak the truth. Those that are of the truth will hear it, and they will stand up. And it's time for us to stand up because the Lord wants us to. He wants us not to be a victim anymore. And so to do that, you have to stand up and take a stand. And whether that's being an activist in your own city and all the challenges that we are given as people of faith every day, we have to take those challenges. And you know, they're given to us as a gift, if we see it that way.
Opportunity.
It's an opportunity. And when you know, a friend of mine in Houston told me one time, when opportunity knocks, it's wearing overalls and looks like one. And so you have to recognize it. And you may not recognize it all the time, but when you get pushed as a person to your limit and where your line you will not cross, that's our best hour. And so, you brought up such a good point about the miracles in this case, and this friend of mine, this campaign volunteer who highlighted, you know, the statistical issues to me. I mean, I'm an engineer and I'm a tough cookie, so I would not pursue this type of issue unless I knew in my heart 100% that there was a problem. And that statistical data, in my mind as an engineer, you know, I spent 17 years in the semiconductor industry. I would shut down a $1 billion factory on data less correlated than what I saw in my election. So I knew what I was looking at. Not every candidate would know, but I knew. And so that has given me the strength and the trust that something was wrong. And as we go and we go through the process of where's the record to document all the results that are supposed to be there, well, guess what? They're not there. Well, guess what? It could have been stolen, and it looks like it was to me. So we're pursuing this to the nth degree within whatever's in my power, and whatever doors are going to be opened, we're going to walk through them to do the right thing. And I'm just grateful for all the donors and the supporters and the prayers and the people that are standing up to do the right thing with this. And you can trust me that I will see this through, and that I believe in my heart and I see it in my heart we're going to succeed. We just got to keep moving. So
you've already, Laura, you've already accomplished so much. We've got about a minute and a half for the break. Can you stay on past the break?
Sure,
can you stay
absolutely.
To the top of the hour?
Yes, sir.
Do you, I think that we're on such monumental times that we're facing throughout the world. I mean, I could just feel it. I have discussed very much trying to educate people about the parallels where we are, citing Yuri Bezmenov, the Russian defector, of the ideological war that's been going on, how we've been ripped from our inheritance. All these things I've tried to discuss, and I'm trying to force feed down people as fast as I can. I can see this. It's like a tsunami coming offshore, and I can just see it coming. And I'm trying as fast as I can to fortify people with whatever I can give them to you know, fortify to strengthen them against the wave that's coming. I can see it.
Yeah.
Do you kind of feel that? Because a lot of people like you that I talk in this situation, they kind of feel that urgency and feel that the same thing. Do you feel that?
I do feel it. And I believe that, you know, everybody has an incremental role. And I believe this is our incremental role. I don't know what this is going to generate, Daniel, 10 years from now, 2 years from now. I do know right now in the state of Texas, because of the work we've done, the state has adopted a paper backup election system that has a numbered ballot that can meet the state requirements that are there now. And that has already happened because of this work. So that is
wow.
The tactical. I know it's powerful. My own county is going to be adopting the good system because the people are demanding it. We've woken them up. And everything is incrementalism, even on the good side of truth. And so we don't know.
Yeah, be right back.
Yeah.
Be right back. Here we go.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Laura Presley, one of my heroes on the show, all the guests that we have. At the top of the hour, Joe Hickman's coming on to discuss the burn pits. Great court case has come out recently about the acknowledgement of these burn pits in the Iraq War. I mean, they were throwing all kind of crap in these pits, burning them. They were basically as a poison mushroom cloud to go all over the soldiers and over that whole area. Joe Hickman will be on to discuss that. Very interesting. Make sure you stay tuned. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Laura, we're finishing up. We got about 7 minutes or so. If you win your case, if everything goes exactly like you want it to, what is that going to look like?
Yes. What it will do is reaffirm that the rule of law in Texas is the rule of law, and we should all adhere to it equally and consistently across the state for elections. And that just seems, you know, just a no-brainer, Daniel. So that's the first thing. Also, it will reaffirm that ballots have to be numbered to be legal ballots for voters and for recounts in the state of Texas. And the big thing that's going to happen with that is that will send a shockwave across the country. There are many states, and I ask your listeners to go call your county or call your Secretary of State's office in your state and say, are my ballots numbered? And if they're not, fraud can just waltz across your state. Because if you don't have a numbered ballot, there's no tracking and tracing, and there's no accountability for your elections in your state. So those are the two biggest things. We're asking also the court to take away those improper sanctions, which, you know, were just a big threat and a big bully.
Ridiculous.
To make us go away,
yeah.
Which we didn't do. So, but those are the two biggest things. The rule of law has to be adhered to consistently across the state, and then that the numbers, the ballots have to be numbered. And that will impact the rest of the country. And I've had many people contact me from around the country and different states that their states don't number the ballots. And so, you know, like I said, Texas has some of the best laws in the country, and this is a great example of reaffirming that and setting the standard for the rest of the country. So that's the impact I see happening later. And I think that's the purpose of our case, is to raise that and challenge other states to do better for election integrity.
Well, let me ask you this, because, you know, maybe not this situation, but similar situations where I've seen government, I've seen guests come on, I've seen, you know, been involved with looking at angles. It's almost like everybody in the government, everybody to deal with elections, they all, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but this is the perception I get. They understand this perfectly. They know exactly what's going on. They know exactly the amount of fraud. They're all in on it to some degree, lesser, greater, whatever. It's all, the system works for them. They're part of it. They don't want to buck it. Just let it go on. And it's like when anybody ever wakes up to it, like you, or sees it, whatever, it's like they'll throw a sanction on you. They'll throw this. They'll throw that. That the whole thing. The whole thing, not only in your case, but in cases all across America in all kind of different areas, comes down to our naivete, meaning the people, our naivete, and really our just flat-out ignorance of the situation.
Yes, and, you know, I can, you know, I don't know if they all know that it's going on down at those election offices, but I do believe, Daniel, that, you know, what you're saying with, you know, we're kind of the sleeping giant that, you know, we're naive, that just trust the results and it's going to happen and the right thing's going to happen. No, 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 that's not right. So we have to stand up. And interestingly, there's a lot more of us than there are of them. As I go around the state talking about these election integrity issues, you know, it's not a partisan issue that Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Green Party, Libertarians, everybody wants honest elections except those that are contributing to the corruption. And those people are few and far between compared to us. And that's what...
Then how is this... How has this happened? I mean, because, I mean, not just your case and election fraud, but this goes...
It's inertia. People go along to get along. The human... I'll tell you what, our human nature, we have some really great qualities, but our most challenging quality is that we want to get along and we want people to like us. Well, I go to scripture on that. Christ knew that telling the truth was dangerous. And he said to us, he said, the servant will not be treated any better than the master. Okay? So we have to be the ones to stand up. Those of us who are the old souls, we are the ones that are holding everything together, and we've got to educate those ones that are naive and those that are in the truth that we can get to. And there are going to be those that are not in the truth, and we cannot get to them. But those, there's a majority of us. And we are in bigger numbers, and we have the truth on our side. You know how powerful that is? Daniel, having the truth,
well, I always say
it has its own power. It does.
Exactly. That's what I've been, you know, and people have been writing and people have been calling, and they, they've been saying, well, Daniel, you talk about this, this, that, and the other. What's the solution? And the solution is right there in your face. It's the truth. The truth is the solution, because once you believe in the truth or hold on to it, the action kind of finds itself, so to speak. I mean, it's just
right.
the action. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
And the freedom of speech, our founding fathers knew that that one was the most important, because that's where the truth is spoken, and that's where it's so powerful. The founding fathers knew the power of the truth. It has its own power.
I am, the whole universe resonates to liberty. The whole universe resonates to the truth. I believe that.
I know that. It does. I believe it too, and I've seen it. I'm an example of it. This case is a clear example of it, and you know, like you said, it was a miracle for the Constitution and the, you know, the Declaration of Independence, and because it's the truth. The truth.
Well, I'm trying to find this in the
Declaration.
In the Declaration of Independence, I can't remember where it is, and I'm trying to find this while I'm sitting here talking to you, but it's that the idea that, you know, people went along. Here it is. All experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. So it's, you know, it's human nature, mankind's nature, even in our Declaration of Independence, that we find ways to suffer the evil instead of righting the evil.
That's right. That's
well,
inertia.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're to the point.
Yeah.
Yes. We're to the point that the evil that is right here in front of us, every story that you've heard about the Revolution, every story that you've heard about the Bible, every inspirational thing, you're going to have to draw on it. I've been very troubled the past week or two, because I've done a lot of research on this, and I've seen this, and I've listened to other people that I respect, that I've talked to guests, whatever. They're all starting to feel the same thing. This is, Trump is not the, you know, the white knight. Not that I'm dissing him or anything. This is so big right now. Everything is about to come at us. That's what I feel. I don't know. We got about a minute or so. Conclusion, Laura Presley, how do we support you and your concluding thoughts?
Well, thank you, Daniel. Just thank you. You're an angel, and you're the truth just epitomized. So I'm so grateful for you. People can support us at our website, PresleyForAustin.com. And we need support to finish that last brief, to the last bit. So any support that people can give us, we're so grateful for it. I'm so grateful for everything, the opportunity. Daniel, thank you for what you do. Thank you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get your original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.